Yo, ladies and gentlemen, this episode of Irate Masterminds is brought to you by My Michikrula. Check out My Michikrula for the best handcrafted chamoy rimmy dips, rimmy salts, michelada mixes, chamoy gummy trays, CBD gummy trays, all made from the best real organic fruits. It's usually summer here in California, so get your party right and hook up your drinks with My Michikrula, hashtag make it drip. Find them on Instagram at My Michikrula and order on MyMichikrula.com. Also brought to you by LG Law Center, where they specialize in workers' comp criminal cases and personal injury. LG Law Center has a goal to fight and protect their clients' rights, ensuring that they get settlements and verdicts they rightfully deserve. LG Law is located in the heart of Pomona and serves all of Los Angeles, San Bernardino, Riverside, and Orange counties. So call them at 866-940-9744 for an absolutely free consultation with an experienced and compassionate attorney. Visit LGLawCenter.com and follow them on IG at LG Law Center INC. Call them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 866-940-9744. LG Law Center, where they make your problems their problems. Hablamos Español. Also brought to you by Acala Wearable Vitamins. Most people don't think about hangovers until it's too late. So Acala made a product just for you and just for this. It's like a nicotine patch, but for the vitamins you need to prevent hangovers. So Acala's wearable patches are made with B1 vitamins, and they provide continuous slow release delivery of the vitamin B1 to your body, delivering it up to 10 times longer than pills can. So vitamin B1 is the key ingredient in the efficient processing of carbohydrates and alcohol. So it's like a little science drop for you guys. You can wear it before drinking or flying and leave it on for 24 hours. So Acala's commitment to quality is that they are made from 100% organic vitamin B1, thiamine, and medical grade materials. So find them at acala.com. and Acala on IG at Acala, A-K-A-L-O. Also, use the coupon code IRATE for $5 off at Acala.com. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, 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 yo.
What's popping, y'all?
What's up, I?
We are back, homes. Yeah, yeah. Huh? What's that?
You are low.
Yeah. We're good.
Got a little Theo going on.
It's all good.
Thank you.
How you guys doing? What's up? We popping? We up? We good?
Feeling
we
up, good.
Good.
Yeah, that's
we
right.
We up and we stuck.
Do I need to turn your headphones
yeah,
up?
Yeah.
Is a little bit. A little bit.
Is that you?
Yeah.
All right, one
is
more.
Is that you, Trav?
Yeah, that's me. That's perfect.
Okay. Yeah.
Check. You can hear me? Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Miranda.
Shout out to Miranda.
So, Miranda.
Thank you for the drinks.
Yo, we are at... Thank you. We are at Lobby in downtown Riverside again, thanks to Rex. Shout out to Rex. Shout out to the Lobby. If you haven't visited the Lobby yet, let me give you a piece of free...
a nickel's worth of free game? Advice?
Let me put some money back in your pocket. Let me put some money back in your pocket, Travis.
Okay.
If you come here to the Lobby, you mention Irate Masterminds at the bar for some food. They're going to give you 10% off the order, man. What's up?
I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
10% is 10%.
Hey, listen.
10% is 10%.
That's right.
Use it towards a tip for Miranda and the crew.
That's what's up. So, yeah.
That's how you do it.
So, come down, visit Lobby. I wanted to eat some food here today, dude.
Yeah? What you think?
I'm hungry.
What happened? How come you didn't order?
I'm stuck.
I should have. Maybe I'll order right now, but I didn't know what to order. If I wanted some short rib.
Ooh. Okay. You should have smacked it.
Some short rib or some spicy cauliflower.
Okay.
That's a ticket.
That's a huge jump.
I know, but I don't know how hungry I'm going to be. I ate a salad before I came.
Oh, you're fancy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but
I was grubbing.
I only ate some oatmeal today.
You were grubbing?
I was grubbing.
What'd you have?
I've been on this candy kick since Valentine's. I've been tearing up some candy, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was grubbing.
Hey, Trav.
What up?
We missed you last week. next week.
I miss you guys too.
We missed you last week, man.
I miss you guys too.
Did you listen to the show?
I did. I was impressed.
Really?
We have one listener.
But the thing that kind of gets me every time is whenever you have these like high adventures, I'm never involved. I'm kind of left out. You know?
Smoke together.
I feel
there you go. Boom.
I know, right?
Now
I'm I knew exactly what I was doing in that situation.
Yeah.
But,
see,
but
no. Maybe you next time. No, you weren't in that situation.
Oh,
looking on the
so.
Outside.
Yeah, listen to the last episode. Next time you got it. Next time you got to roll out with us.
Okay.
And then maybe we'll make some stuff happen.
Ditch work.
That's okay.
There you go.
You'll be fine. You don't work tomorrow. You're fine.
You guys are day drinkers. You're a rare breed.
No, for sure. I am.
Lately, for sure, man.
Like, I've always been a day drinker, no doubt.
Since the bar shut down, man, it's all daytime. That's like the turn. That's the new turn up.
I want to turn into
I've been
a day
on.
Drinker.
I've been on that shit.
Yeah. You're usually out and about on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday, drinking Saturday, during the week, at least a couple times.
Right. Beer in your hand, wine in your hand.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah. So yeah, that's
always,
how that's
you're
how
always
down.
Down for a brew on a daytime.
Any time of the day.
Yeah.
If someone wants to drink with you, be like, hey man, this you want a beer? Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
It don't have to be on the weekends or after 9. It could be anywhere.
Yeah.
It could be in the car wash line. Be like, yo man, I got these brews. Yeah. Yeah, let's pop open this.
Can open in the car.
Let's pop open this White Claw.
But sometimes you'll be like, nah, dude, I just ate it.
Sometimes it's like that.
Yeah.
But this
most of the time,
this past Sunday went out, had some brunch, a lot of champagne, man. Too much champagne, dude.
Hollywood shit.
Crazy.
Did you go to the champagne rooms?
Yeah, but there is no, there is no sex in the champagne room.
I was just talking. sampling champagne.
I went to this place in Anaheim. No, Costa Mesa.
Okay,
it's called Social.
Ooh.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's a cool vibe. The staff is incredible.
Yeah,
The service is very good. The food's all right.
Yeah,
We went there for the bottomless mimosa.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Who'd you go with?
And all the homies.
Okay.
And we had a good time, man, until we went to the other spot after that. Then it got kind of
funky
because everybody drank a little too much, but it was all good.
I haven't had a night like that.
Had to stop on the freeway 3 times.
Wow.
Ooh,
I had to tap the driver on the shoulder and be like, yo, it's that time.
Oh, wow.
No, you were the one?
Okay, so let me tell you real quick. We had 5 bottles at the Social.
5 bottles of what?
Champagne.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Between how many people, though?
4.
Okay.
Damn. And then 3 bottles of rosé at Las Brisas in Laguna,
nice.
Which is a very, very nice place. I even had to jump out of the car on the PCH because I had to take a leak.
Nice.
So, yeah, then I had to run and catch up with him like a block up the street. I said, just let me, I'll meet
classy?
Up.
He's always been a classy guy.
I'll meet you guys up there.
That's cool, dude.
So... Yeah.
So daytime drinking. That's what, bro.
Yeah.
We had a daytime brew not too long ago at a local brewery here in Riverside.
Mm.
I want to give a little shout out to them.
Who's that?
Thompson's Brew.
Thompson's Brewery, man.
Yeah, dude. We went a few weeks back, and I love the place there, man.
Where's
and
Thompson
we wanted to over there off of Indiana and Tyler.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right there in the industrial spot, right next to I don't know the business, but
nice.
Right there in the cut.
So, I will say one thing about Thompson's.
What's up?
The food is off the chain.
Really?
It really is.
What makes the food so good?
It's presentation for one.
Mm.
You know what?
Presentation
can on that. I don't even know what it looked like. I just remember how it tasted.
There you go.
And then, of course, I like the hazy beers, and their hazy is banging. I don't know what it was called, but it was good.
I always go for the hazy to make sure it's a legit hazy. And I like what's up?
Because the hazy's right in the middle.
Yeah,
They had a something with honey in there.
Honey,
ooh,
a honey
good.
Beer.
A honey beer.
That one
huh?
I got. That one was bomb too.
Anyway, the honey ale. Thompson's. I never heard of it.
Dude, you got
to
check it out.
You got to roll, man. Maybe we'll do our podcast there one day in the near future. Hopefully, man.
That'd be tight because they got banging ass menu, and the staff is really cool. And it's all family owned.
So that's
a definite positive.
And they got that artificial turf I love.
Oh, yeah, outside the back patio.
Makes me feel right out.
No grass, no allergies. Ain't got to worry about it. Except people take their dogs there, so you might get the grass and dust, dander remnants in your nostrils, in your nasal passages.
Hey, did you just hear that right now?
Yeah.
Okay. I really hate something. Pet peeve of mine. What's real quick. That? Like, you know when something drops or some shit, like everyone's like,
you're like, oh,
has to look or do you a don't stupid like ass applause like that, hell or like have to look.
That's a restaurant thing.
No. I'm not. It could be outside. Someone trips. And like, you know, just the look.
Yeah.
I just keep it roll. Like keep it rolling. Keep it moving.
You know what I did?
The people have to look or a clap like you applause or start something.
The applause is annoying as fuck.
Oh my God.
So listen, so when I was a busser
at, God, that's so annoying. Like, shut the hell up.
When I was a busser at Old Spaghetti Factory.
Yeah. I forgot about
that. Yeah. Right here in Riverside.
Yeah.
I love that place. I love the food.
Let's go back and record.
Yeah, we should.
In the boxcar.
Let me say.
Yeah. See the vision.
Every Spaghetti Factory has that stupid trolley. It's called a trolley, by the way. Yeah,
same thing. Same difference.
Like, can we sit in the trolley? They're like, stupid. Come on.
Stupid trolley. Yeah. Yeah. Inside the building.
Yeah, the thing's like five feet wide.
The trolley.
It's like 5 feet wide, bro.
Yeah.
Everybody's booty in your face when they're walking by.
Or the elder do like, if you want, are you sure?
Yeah, like, they go like this, like, okay. But anyway, so when I dropped a dish there, and I heard the most unique thing I've ever heard in my life, and I still use it to this day.
Yeah.
So I dropped the plates.
Yeah.
You know what I heard?
What?
You're fired. So I use that one now. So
you're fired.
Thanks, whoever that guy was.
Bro, hey, tell the story.
Fuck that guy, by the way.
Tell the story where you were in an area with Alfonso. Carlton.
What?
And someone drops something.
Yeah.
You know
that's
what
right.
I'm talking about? This is stupid.
Did they play a song?
No, real quick, because it was kind of the same tone, but it was on his bat. So we were in a hotel party. It was a standard, actually.
Okay.
Which is closed now, by the way.
The Hollywood
rough,
one?
Rough
yeah.
Play.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. Dude, it used to go fucking crazy at the standard. Like,
all the gangsters go to the standard.
Yeah, gangsters, gang members, gang family
every
members.
Class.
Yeah,
you guys good on drinks?
I'll take another old fashioned, actually. Please. Yeah, thank you so much, Miranda, again.
Actually, I feel like I need something stronger.
There you go.
But I shouldn't.
Oh, we're going to get some.
I killed the food that hit me in like 2 days, so I'm going to take it easy.
Get that up in you, Jake. Let me finish my story, Holmes.
Oh, go ahead. Standard.
Standard.
So,
yeah.
Because you asked.
No, for sure.
So we went upstairs, and there was a bunch of people in there. I don't know whose hotel room it was. It was probably one of those live-in things
where
someone lives there.
They're scamming their record label or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So anyways, there was a bunch of C and D list celebs in there, and then Carlton, what's his name, Alfonso, he's bordering like on a B-C. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, so he was dancing with some girls that didn't want to talk to him, right? So he was like doing some dances in there, and then he started doing the Carlton. And like everybody was like, that's good. And then he was like going crazy because he was a little faded.
He probably thought that's the deal. That's a deal closer.
Exactly.
Right, I heard he was a man.
So what happened was this fool was dancing all crazy. He kicked over the table and it hit the shelf next to him.
Yeah.
And like a big ass statue fell on the ground. Like everybody stopped. It was like, and all you heard was him say, "Uh-oh,"
in that voice though,
in his Carlton voice. I was like, "Oh my god, I'm out of here."
He was
dude.
Super faded.
Yeah, he was faded.
That is hilarious.
It was good times. Good times.
I would have laughed. I mean, come on.
It was funny because everybody didn't want to talk to him after that, but I did. But it's
man.
Good old Carlton.
You got something against Carlton? You know he was in the Michael Jackson video.
No, of course. And the Pepsi commercial.
And I don't remember the Pepsi
commercial. That's the one. That's the only one, right?
Yeah, I think that's where he started.
Yeah, was there a couple? Yeah. Anyway, he's in them for sure.
Yeah. I just remember him from the Michael Jackson video.
Are you a fan?
Of Carlton?
Yeah.
No, Michael, yeah.
Ah.
Not Carlton.
Interesting.
But I remember he was in that video.
What about Alfonso, not Carlton?
Alfonso.
Alfonso as a person.
I'm a fan of Carlton because he was super corny. He owned it. I mean, he rocked the V-neck. Let the man live.
Yeah. He played that character to the max.
He played that character like crazy.
I can respect that.
It's like Urkel. You can't beat anybody else but Urkel. I don't care what kind of movie you get.
Out of his character one time, he had a correct a lady when they went to dinner.
Yeah.
It was Vivica Fox.
Yeah.
And remember the episode where he had to like lay the law down for her? After like she wasn't feeling him, and she started feeling him right away.
Oh yeah,
you will not talk like this.
That's right. That's right.
She's like,
that's right. He flipped the script, became everything that every woman wants, but they won't say they want.
And then the heart started going up. Like,
he turned from simp to pimp.
Yep.
Fast.
Everybody wants ASAP. What they can't have.
That's true, man. It's kind of weird.
It's a weird.
That's funny
weird
because
science.
We say Alfonso. He's turned into a meme.
Yeah.
And then Urkel, all he does is post memes now.
Yeah.
That's
really?
Fun. Yeah.
You follow Urkel?
Jillian White? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I follow him too, actually.
He posts a lot of memes on his story, though.
Yeah.
I got a favorite episode of Fresh Prince real quick.
Yeah, what's that? Please.
Will Smith and his girl. They came back all.
Which girl?
The last girl. The girl from Friday. Nia?
Yeah, Nia Long.
Nia Long. Yeah, yeah.
She was fine.
And they come back all torn up and all that, out of breath. They're like, Will, are you guys okay? Yeah, what happened? Oh, we beat up some old people. When they went to counseling or whatever, couples therapy.
Oh, yeah.
They were beating up George and Wheezy.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And they started beating each other up with those foam bats.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. And the other one, hey, dude, I think it's on Netflix or.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's something on there. Anyways, I remember another one with those two on Fresh Prince is she was like. Say breath mint one more time. He's like, breath mint, breath mint, breath mint. Remember that stupid shit?
Breath mint?
Yeah, breath mint, breath mint, breath mint.
What about the one where that mind your business?
That's all, just mind your business.
Mind your business.
That's stuff that makes me laugh. That makes me happy, man. Like, things like that. Like, you can be going through the worst shit ever, and you hear some things like that, or you see something. So I'm glad they bring those things back on Netflix, because it takes you to a place that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, filling in a certain zone, and it'll make you
I wish I could have watched it for the first time when I was a little bit older. You know what I mean? Some of these shows you watch it when you're young, you don't really appreciate it.
But you were already like, what, 22?
I don't remember how old it was.
22.
He had a driver's license.
Yeah, when it came out.
Probably.
I think you were 20.
Probably not. I don't know.
But yeah, no, that those nostalgic TV shows, man, like.
They take you back.
Puts me in a good place.
What's your favorite nostalgic?
Dude, I can always go if. Okay.
Think, Trav, think.
Here's I already have it.
Yeah?
I know which one I can go on anytime, of course, of that Seinfeld, but. If I were to watch one, it would probably be.
Wait, maybe something we're not too familiar. Like Seinfeld, we know.
Give us
something.
Yeah. What was your most impactful one?
Oh, man. You know what, man? Yeah. Dude, I'd have to watch it again to really grasp the life lessons.
It's
Different Strokes.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, wow.
Different Strokes.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, there was a lot of things I
they
understood.
They touched on a lot of social stuff.
Homelessness.
That was my show.
Pedophilia.
Yeah.
Racism.
Sexual abuse. Racism.
Mad racism.
What do you call it? I said homelessness already, but what do you call that? Having no money.
Mm-hmm. What's the dude's name?
Fatherless kids.
Fatherless, but not. What's the dude's name?
Yeah.
Mr. Drummond?
Mr. Drummond.
Drummond. Yeah, yeah, Mr. Yeah. Drummond.
Yeah.
Dude, like that's a guy.
Yeah,
that's
rest in peace.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure he was dead. Like what? 10 years after?
Yeah,
he was old then.
Yeah. And so did Dana Plato. She passed.
Yeah.
And then, she did. That's one.
And Gary Coleman passed too. That's crazy. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. We'll take him over here. No problem. Just watch your step over here.
Yeah, dude. Those shows.
Watch your step. Yeah. You're good. Thank you so much.
Really.
They hit home.
Miranda's very camera conscious.
Oh,
I like that.
Don't be
cool. We're gonna hire her.
Oh, we'll just wipe her out.
We'll blur you.
Yeah, there
we'll
you go.
Blur you out.
I'm just like, thank you so much.
Just your left ear. Oh, that's what's up. Okay, cool. That's cool. Hey, we got you.
Thank you.
Is that so you got another Long Island? Got a old fashioned.
I gotta tell you right now, that looks really
sweet,
appetizing.
I was just talking,
refreshing.
Talking it's about Long Islands, man. How much I used to drink Long Islands back in the day when I first went to Metro. That was my go-to.
Look at the presentation.
It's like Kool-Aid for me.
The DJ would give me a Long Island, and he would be like, no, just take it. I was like, what is this? And I'd take it and be like, it's kind of good. And
it's then, a little bite.
And then you just get crazy faded.
Yeah.
Hey, you're talking about Metro?
Yeah.
I had a coworker that was a friend of mine going in there, Kenny. Yeah.
Oh,
Kenny.
He kind of showed me the ropes a little bit. Hey, just come pick up the cups with me at Metro when I worked there with you.
Oh, my homie Kenny.
Yeah, Kenny.
Yeah.
Pick up the cups. Oh, like.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that was my job. Yeah, pick up the cups, if you see a fight, come get us, flashlight us or whatever. Yeah. Try not to get involved and whatever.
Everybody knows what's up.
Yeah, so I was 18, right? And then Kenny was the one. Yeah, just come over here. I'll introduce you to some folks.
He's not that much older than you, bro.
No, he's not.
He's like 19 maybe at that time.
That's why we always got along, dude. Like, he's always been cool.
Yeah.
He always has that little smile.
Yeah.
Like, just, you know what's up. Like, if it's good. If it's bad, and just to let you know, he knows what's up.
Keeping it real.
Yeah, exactly. Just with the look.
Yeah.
But he'll be like, hey, what's up, man? And I'll be like drinking water.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
some soda, Sprite with cherry. Right. What's it called?
Grenadine.
Yeah, yeah. That was my drink, like virgin drink, you know. And I wasn't drinking back then.
That's kind of how we all drank over there.
Yeah. I wasn't drinking.
That's smart, though.
Most of us.
Yeah.
Like, if I was a drinker, dude, we could have went bad really fast.
Because nobody cared over there.
But Kenny be like walking around, he's just like, yeah, you got to get the cup.
Yeah,
that is only for non-alcoholic drinks.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and then what do you got in there? He's just like, you got a little something like that. You know, I was just good. Like, in my head, I was just like, oh my god, I'm young, right? We got employees drinking on the job.
So when they got comfortable,
down with it, but never did it.
When they got comfortable, they started pushing the envelope a little bit, which was fine.
Yeah. Were they walking around with the actual bottle?
No, with a cup of it looks like a...
The NA drinks.
It was the plastic cups.
Oh, I see.
It could have been the solo, the clear solo. Ooh. I don't know. There was a cup that we used.
For certain things, right?
For non-alcoholic. Right. And if you see someone, a minor holding a glass or...
With no wrist.
The miners had this blue shit, this glow in the dark stamp.
That's right, yeah.
And they would go to the bathrooms, which was the funniest thing. They'd wash their hands.
They smear everywhere?
And they'd lemon. Be like, oh, hell
no, they
yeah.
put lemon
no,
on
no, no,
it.
No. But these fuckers, these dummies, were washing their hands. Yeah. It went straight to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And they'd come out into the black lights, and their entire arm is full. They look like...
Hey, thinking they're the shit, walking out the bathroom
with no stamp. No, no. Bitches all over your arms now.
Exactly.
Or another trick. Not even a trick, but things people used to do to get the other dude or girl in the club, you know, rub the wrist together. Almost immediately.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Oh, I got to go to the car real quick.
Yeah.
Or do it behind him.
Yep.
Or whatever they had to do. Man, I forgot about that. Dude, I was just watching because I had no power over there. Yeah. I was just observing, peeping the scene. And
that's funny.
The funniest one, when you see the person with the glowing arms hold like an alcoholic glass, and you're like, this stupid motherfucker. You're like, get out of here, fool.
Oh,
so my thing was always like, all right, I just go up to him and be like, hey, what's up? Like, what's up? And then they kind of get bold, be like, what do you want? Like,
what do I want?
If I got that attitude, be like, oh, okay. I hit the glass on the ground.
You don't want that.
You got to go, bitch.
You guys had way too much violent fun over there.
It was quite the outlet, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kenny.
I can see that.
Yeah. Homie Kenny and Rusty.
What's they're doing all right.
The only guy I talked to from there is, of course, Danique and Mike from Mike's Graphics, and then Rich Mike's on Graphics. Facebook. Yeah,
those guys. That's what's up.
But, of course, like Jay.
Yeah.
Shout out, Jay.
Getting a little toasty with the alcohol over here.
No, I like that shirt, by the way.
Thanks, man. Oh, yeah, that shit is dope.
Got that doggy style
shirt. One of my favorite albums of all time.
Dude.
One of them.
Dude.
One of the rare Top albums three. You can listen front to back. You know who's coming out with a new album?
Who's that? Yes, I do.
For?
Kanye.
Nah.
Who?
Starts with the D.
D? DMX?
Yup.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hope it's a new Christmas album.
No. I'm a DMX fan. NSYNC's coming out with one.
I hope so.
No, they're not.
Rudolph. They're not coming got my NSYNC shirt on today. Hey, I actually got two compliments on my shirt today.
Yeah,
oh, what?
As soon as I got here.
What?
Thank you, Travis.
Okay.
Thank you.
Did you walk by the menagerie?
I didn't. No, I didn't have to go over
there. You know what? I got
compliments.
I got compliments on my shirt too, but the thing is, it was from two dudes within 3 seconds of each other.
No.
And his was from two girls.
So,
within seconds of each other.
That's the stark difference.
Different markets. Yeah, they don't even know what it is.
Different markets, different results.
Yes, yes.
So,
Doggy Style, Snoop Dogg, one of the best albums of all time.
What age were these women that you passed? Were they with their grandkids?
No, they could.
Kids?
No.
They
no
were kids. Grandkids.
Yeah. They were grandkids.
Were the two girls sitting together?
Yes. Yes. And we introduced them to our podcast.
Oh, okay.
It was a very...
mutual thing.
I was very kind.
Cool people.
And I gave them each two Irate Mastermind stickers.
What?
Yeah.
Then I saw... Softy. Oh, that's why I saw two Irate stickers out on the floor. Over there.
That's funny.
Them.
Hey, who was here... Who posted a picture of the sticker? Was it?
Oh, that was
Worthington.
No, that was that was another joint.
Worthington?
Worthington's. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, I've been putting them some odd places, man.
But someone took a picture. Yeah. I guess it was whoever runs the social at Worthington.
They saw it on a poll.
The
right?
Irate sticker somewhere around downtown.
Oh, that's dope.
And she posted on the story.
I like
which
that.
Which is pretty cool. But they're everywhere over here. We don't condone sticker blasting.
Yeah, no,
it's our street team.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a street team.
I try to tell them, but, you know, I gave them, like, what's it called? Art, like,
it's
artist. I let them be artsy with
yeah, yeah.
it.
Right.
So we give them guidance. Yeah. It's our interns that take care of that shit. So
yeah.
Don't come looking for us, by the way.
You'll no. See. Yeah. No. We don't have anything to do with that. I don't even know who's making these damn stickers.
I don't know.
Hey, I know they're getting them. They're getting stickers with their hat purchases and things like that.
Oh, that's true. You know? That's true.
I know. I always throw a handful in there. Like yeah. Everyone.
Yeah, that's true. I want to know if anybody wants any shirts or anything like that, because I think next week what I'll do.
Let's see.
When we're somewhere, I think we're going to be somewhere next week. We could be here. Hopefully, we could be Worthington's. We could be Retro Taco.
Let's go to the beach.
Hold on. I want to give away some shirts. I have a handful of shirts that I can give away. Okay. So if anybody wants one, please come down and I'll give you one. We gave a couple hats away.
I saw that.
I gave my hats away, dude.
That's true. Me too.
And you know what? The people receiving them are just so welcoming to it. Like, it's been on my head, and they're like, yeah.
I don't even have one.
Yeah,
I have one left.
Look, I
can't even find my dad hat.
Right I have my dad hat. Regina wears that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I don't even have one.
Red probably robbed me.
Probably.
It's okay. You got my hat, Red. Give my hat back.
She's deserving of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Give her whatever she needs, Travis. You know what I'm saying?
You said something about an album.
Oh, DMX.
Oh, DMX.
DMX, yeah. You know, I just found out Cocaine. He's one of my favorite hip-hop artists.
Okay.
He's one of them. He's like a Nate Dogg, Butch Cassidy.
Oh, there you go. Butch Cassidy.
He's in that.
He's a me. Niche those are my rapper, like.
There's very few of them. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's very few of them. Yeah. And Weasel Oak, that's his homeboy, too.
Oh,
and,
gotcha.
Yeah, man. He has a song coming out with Snoop Dogg in a few days.
Oh,
Weasel posted something. And it a little snippet.
Yeah. Cocaine does?
It's like a West Coast banger for like 2021, okay, dude. So that's what I'm looking forward to, man.
There's a lot of good music out right now. I'm liking a lot of shit that I'm hearing.
Everybody had this whole year to get your shit together, man.
Yeah.
If you ain't coming up with fat beats in 2021.
You don't have an album in 2021. What were you doing in 2020?
Hey, should we start our album right now? After that drink?
I have one ready to go.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. In the dome or in the vault?
No, in my phone.
Oh. Are you going to pull a drink?
Oh, yeah.
You going to pull a drink?
No, it's only 12 songs, so it's a short album, but they're bangers.
Oh,
they're bangers.
Cups of the Rose.
No, I got a song called Solo Cup.
That's Drake.
No, I got a song called Solo Cup. It's sick, bro.
Yeah, okay.
It goes through
Let's hear a little bit.
Okay. No.
Come on, man. This is your platform, bro.
It's still being mixed right now.
Bro, play some music right now.
Yeah. Here we go.
I might just put it out. But it goes through the different levels in your life where you use a solo cup.
Fuck what you're saying.
Here we go.
Yo.
I'm kidding.
Okay. I was ready to go.
I was doing it.
Yeah, right. Can you name that song, by the way?
What song?
The song I just played. Let's see if anybody can name it.
I know it.
Try to call it twice.
Close.
Very close.
In that.
Yo, ladies, that's all you're hearing. See? That's from our.
Something Around the World?
No, I'm negative.
Mm-hmm. Farside, man.
Farside, there we go.
You know what? Big Boy used to be security for Farside.
Big
Power 106.
How was that security? Back in the day.
No,
back then.
Oh,
he didn't need to run. He just bumped people out of the way with his big old booty.
Yeah, that's always I remember about Farside. Yeah. I listen to Farside like every day. Dude.
He had the front and back booty lips.
I thought he went straight from like a college student to the radio. I didn't know he had no other career other than radio. Big Boy's been in the radio since I was in elementary school.
But when you start in radio, you don't make shit. You got to be
on the street team, bro.
You got to have a night.
The street team don't be making shit either.
They make a minimum wage. And they get swag.
That's it.
A good point.
You're going to wear one t-shirt for 3 months and then you get a new one.
Then you'll work in the office.
Got some rough memories,
and
bro.
A keychain.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you'll work in the office. Running around.
That's true. That's how it goes.
You know, then you'll get to be in the room.
Yeah.
Observing. I've always wanted to get in the radio game, dude.
Let me tell you what you're doing right now.
Yeah, radio.
You're in the fucking radio game right now.
It's not radio.
It's the same thing.
Hey, if you don't think this is
better.
Radio,
it's not radio.
This is better.
It's like a cable TV of radio.
Nope. You're wrong.
What do you mean? No.
This is better than that.
Okay, because radio
like a satellite?
Radio hits a small area. Very small area.
It hits regions.
Where's the furthest place that you've seen we've been listened to? Singapore.
Yeah.
Give me a fucking break.
Before we go there, I've always wanted to be in the radio game, is what I said.
I'm going to get mad at you.
Stop right here. Podcast for me is different because I haven't got there yet.
He's twitching.
That's okay. You can twitch.
This is the difference between creatives.
No. But it doesn't mean I still want to be in it. I just always wanted to be in it.
Yeah.
You know, like
I've noticed that you guys
Is that okay?
Yeah, no, no, it's okay. But I just noticed something very specific.
Okay, go ahead.
If you guys both were painters, you're like a naturalist type of I paint when I feel like it.
Okay.
Type of thing, you know? And then when you do it, you make them brilliant. Exactly. And people love it.
We talked about this last week on the show, by the way.
He's like a, no, you mentioned it, but he's like a professionally trained, knows all the different lingo. And I love the way you blended that blue and that red.
Because
that technique, you know, and Christian's like, I just got tired.
So let me explain, because if you're not doing it a certain way, I'd be like, bro, it's not going to come out right.
Right.
They're going to see that and be like, dude, who did that?
Yeah.
I want to be like, no, 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 no. Mm-hmm. We have to do it. We got to start here. If we start here and end here, we're good. If anything in the middle, we're fine. Let me just start and end it and we're fine.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But no, hey, man. Listen.
You need the structure.
I do, man.
You need the structure.
Let me tell you why. Because being inside of a production, like, it's kind of methodical. You know what I mean? And it's kind of inside of me.
But doesn't it take away the soul?
No, no, no. I enjoy it and I love it. That's the thing.
Gotcha.
If I didn't love it, I'm not going to be here doing it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I feel you.
To answer your question.
Yeah.
Because we.
What did I ask?
I hope that we separated the radio game and the podcast right now. But anyway.
Yeah.
You asked what the furthest country is.
Yeah.
I don't remember, but I remember like the map. It's out there. Do you know off the top of your head, bro?
I know. Yeah. I know India.
Okay.
India and I know. Singapore. And I, what's further, Singapore or India?
I don't know. They're
from here.
India.
Equally Let's far
see,
to yeah. me.
Let's see.
For sure.
It just sounds far automatically.
It's far as hell. But I know that we have a family of listeners in Singapore who I talk to regularly on Instagram.
Dang, shout out to Singapore.
It's the Mac family, actually.
The Mac family?
Yeah. Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So Singapore is only 8,800 miles from here.
Yeah.
Macaroni.
I remember looking at the flights after watching the movie, and India is further. It's like 16-hour flight.
Would you go to India?
Oh, yeah. I go everywhere.
Yeah?
And
yeah.
then, not India.
Only place I won't go is like India. India. That's
dude.
Said.
Singapore is further.
Is it?
How?
It's 500 miles further.
Oh, my God.
From here.
Well, shout out to those guys.
Yeah, I guess.
India and Singapore.
Singapore, yeah. I know we have one person in India.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we have a family in Singapore. Who,
DJ Rush. His fam.
That's his brother.
That's true, yeah.
Mr. Ramen. Shout out to Rush.
Look, I just want to say... We want to welcome Candace in the building right now, the homegirl Candace.
Hello, pull
up a chair right here, Holmes.
No. Oh, okay. I see you over there.
Have a seat right here.
Yeah, you're good.
No. I should get her. I should get her a mic too. By the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me pause it. All right, we're back.
We're back. Yes.
What were you saying, bro?
I don't know what I was saying. All I was.
Oh, hey, Candace.
I was excited to see Candace hop in. That's what's up.
What's
poppin'? How are you?
Yeah. He said, good. What's poppin'?
Stupid. Yo, Candace just got her booty lips injected.
Yeah,
we're making all these references. So.
That's cool.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Candace, how are you? It's good to see you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, wait, hold on. There you go. Let me see.
There we go. I can hear you.
Wow. Thanks,
there you go. I know. It's this technology.
Can you hear
really?
Us, Travis? Candace, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
So this is Candace's fifth appearance on the show.
Oh, yes.
Damn. Lucky number five.
Dude.
What's up?
This is like, Candace is the most incidental / coincidental guest on our show that we
In life, it's like, yo, Candace is here.
But this is kind of how we roll, Candace. You know what I'm saying? This is how our relationship is.
Yeah.
Candace, it's good to see you.
I don't want to say Candace just shows up because it's not that kind of thing.
No.
Candace shows up and we show up.
Yeah.
At the very right times, at the very perfect time. So it always works out.
Yes.
Candace, welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah.
Have you been here before?
I have not, actually. I went next door when we guys
Retro. Yeah.
Oh, Retro Taco. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, but this is my first time here. It looks pretty dope.
Miranda,
looks cool.
Come over here.
Miranda, that's Candace.
This is Candace.
Hi, Candace,
hello.
Miranda.
There we go. I love the cordial greetings.
I'm good right now.
Girl power.
Yeah, respect. Thank you.
That's what's up.
Empowered.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you so much. So what's going on?
Just been, going through some stuff. It's been busy, but Yeah, I finally said, you know what, I need to get out and have some fun with some friends that I care about. And just, hey, you know, I hit up Christian earlier and like, hey, you guys recording anywhere? Because I'm going to come on down.
I did. I'm glad you came. And we did hear you. I heard you. Winging it.
Did it right, man.
Was it?
Yes.
Winging and winging. We better get it right. Yeah.
Winning and winging. Winging and winning.
Winging it and winning.
Sorry.
It's a little tongue twister.
Sorry. Which was a very tell-all episode.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. It was the first time I ever really talked about anything like that. Out in an open space with people that I don't know.
Let's give it a second here.
Yeah.
Let's first things first.
Okay.
We're going to cheers to Mel because I haven't had the opportunity to hang out with Candace after. Yes. Yeah. And the last time that I actually saw Mel and hung out with Mel was at Candace's house during the late summer, maybe midsummer, something like that. And something like that. I remember after COVID, like the first time we were allowed to hang out again. And when I came to your house, she said, yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? when I walked to the house, she opened the door, or you opened the door. She said, wait, stop. And she got the Lysol, started spraying the hell out of me. Uh-huh. She's like, you got to get sprayed. I was like, all right, man, I respect it. Like, I want to hang out with you, whatever you got to do. And that's when I was just starting, like, to my diet. I don't know how long I was in it for, but I was, like, eating my bars and this and that. Mm-hmm. And
the seafood diet?
yeah, seafood diet. And, I was with the homegirl, Trina. And you know what? I wanted to reach out to one of you so I can reach out to Trina, but it wasn't the time. Trina's my girl for the longest.
Yeah.
And I don't have her number. I know she's not on social media. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was like, when I was like messaging you girls, you know, like, sorry, blah, blah, blah. I was like, how do I get a hold of Trina right now? So I want to, like, Trina's been the homegirl, and I always have a good time with Trina every time I'm with her. And that was the last time that I was with Mel, you, Trina. And myself at your house just hanging out, BSing. And I took a picture with Mel that day. I think I sent it to her. Or she told me, delete it, it's ugly. And I, dude, and that, it didn't hurt me, but that Mel didn't want to be represented in a certain way. Respect. I was like, you, Mel. And I don't remember if I sent it to her or I just deleted. But nonetheless, I don't have it, and I wish I did. But the thing is, like, that was her wish. So, all right, dude, I'm going to put ugly ass picture of my brother.
She was the girl for pictures.
Like, I know.
She would steal my phone in a heartbeat and, like, delete all the ones that she didn't look good in.
Yeah, and I remember she was feeling a little, like, pain, and I was trying to help her with her pain. We would always text about, hey, how you feeling today?
Yeah.
Try this, try something different. And she explored other ways that night, and we had a good time, and it was the last time I hung out with her, and it hurts.
It really
hurts.
Our friend Mel, we lost Mel on the 11th or 12th, wasn't it, of January? Let's cheers to Mel.
And it's old fashioned, as it should be for Mel.
Thank you guys.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers, Mel.
Thanks, Mel. Yeah, but so here we are. Thank you, Candace. Like I was saying, winging and winning it.
Yeah.
Winning and winging it. Yeah. Ronnie's going to kill me, dude.
I know. Yeah.
Jesus. Winging it and winning.
Think what you got to do to, like, win.
You gotta wing it, but you're still going to win in the outcome. Yeah.
Winging it and winning.
There you go.
Veronica, we're so sorry.
Yeah.
No, we're good.
It's winging it. You need a catch, and winning.
You need a catchphrase or a song or something.
She needs a hashtag.
Winging it.
Like my Meet You Crewless hashtag.
Yeah, there you go.
But no, there was a very, Candace, it's sobering, to say the least. Mm-hmm. And thank you for sharing. If you guys want to hear what Candace was talking about, I think I'm going to link it on our Instagram, too.
Please.
If you're okay with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
That way you guys can check it out, because Candace is our dear friend.
Yeah.
And, of course, we care everything about Candace and what, entails her life. So check it out. Thanks for sharing. I don't know if you want to touch on it or anything. We'll give them a little taste.
Okay.
Just an overview.
Yeah.
Okay. So Veronica asked me to be on her podcast, and she was one of my close friends too that I've shared some of my our personal life stories with. And when she did this podcast, she immediately was like, Candace, I want you to be a guest on it and just share a little bit of what you went through. So high school, you know, was fun, exciting. But during that, I had a young relationship, and in that relationship, there was a lot of just, it was a toxic relationship, an abusive type of relationship in it. We just really spoke on teen dating violence and abuse, and, you know, it happens on both sides, men and women, girls and boys, but just, you know, the biggest thing is just, talking to people about it. And at the time, you know, you're naive and young and, you know, think you're like madly in love, and but that's not anything on how you should ever be treated. And so we just kind of shared a couple hours of that story. So if you guys want to listen to it, check it out.
Winging it and winning.
Young, dumb, and full of fun.
Yeah, that's what's up.
There you go.
No, yeah, thanks, Candace. But
dang, Candace, you came through though, man.
That's what's up. We're here. We're at the lobby, of course. Yeah. Listen, if you haven't tried any of the food, if you're hungry before you leave, try it out. We recommend the spicy cauliflower. That's so the good. Short ribs are amazing. Hey, dude, listen. Let me just speak. If Rex was here, would you say that to him?
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't,
bro. When have you seen me hold my tongue?
when Rex was around.
Never.
I'm kidding.
Never.
And of course the burgers.
Yeah.
Banging.
Ooh. Yes.
And of course the craft drinks are so good, man. Yeah. Jeez.
No, I've never had any of the meat products here.
You should.
But I'm pretty sure they're good.
Are you still vegan?
You know what? I've been dabbling back and forth. I'm kind of like on the fence right now. Ever since I did that keto thing, I'm kind of like.
Yeah.
Because I like the way I felt. You know, like I had more energy.
How did it make you feel? Oh.
I had more energy. Like, I'm not even going to front. Like, when I would do like a simple meal. That included like meat, maybe some eggs, you know, simple shit. Like I legit had more energy, and I felt like I was burning more energy that I needed to burn, not just like food in my system. So I'm kind of torn. I'm like really thinking about going back to the whole keto thing.
So when you're on keto, does it mean that you don't eat what exactly?
Like sugars, breads, carbs. You just eat meat, cheese, you know, bacon, vegetables, only certain vegetables.
Oh, certain vegetables?
Yeah, because there's some that you can't have, you know, that have, like, sugar in it. So, basically, no sugar. So, your body's, like, super, you know, you're putting, like, 91 in your body.
Yeah.
You know, just so you can burn.
What are the ones you can't eat, though?
Carrots.
Oh, yeah, carrots. Yeah.
You know,
those are fake anyway. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, starches,
I think it's
like,
tomatoes or something like that.
Christian hates
carrots. So, I hear there's, like, two different things, like a dirty keto and then, like, a clean
I was
keto.
On the clean keto between, like, October and November.
Yeah.
And then I jumped off in December for a little bit.
What's the difference?
So, there's, like, a cheat keto where you're not looking for the full ketosis or something.
Yeah.
And then you can bounce back and forth. You allow a little carbs, a little sugar or whatever. And then what you do is it's kind of like a microdosing. You know what I mean? It's like you go for a little bit of it just to get your body into that mode. And then you can cheat a little bit. And then you put your body back into that mode. There's a more specific definition, but this is basically what you're doing.
So clean is no carbs. Like even if you go once a week.
24/7, 7 days a week.
I'm going to eat a pizza on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, dirty, gotcha. You can do like Sunday cheat meal or something like that. Yeah.
That sounds reasonable to me.
It is.
I think I could do something like that, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I like to eat.
I liked it. There was a drastic change within like 2 weeks.
You know what I like, man? I like to eat like white rice. Like sticky rice.
Like
that's
Asian.
That's your, love it or is it a problem?
Bro, so if it was up to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is up to me, but I'm saying
like
every day, but I need a variety.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Of white sticky rice?
No, but I love to eat like Asian inspired foods.
Okay.
So that you need that to fulfill that palate, that flavor. I need a white rice with soy sauce.
Okay.
A sticky rice. You know what I mean?
That's the oddest food craving I think I've ever
tried. Cauliflower
heard.
Rice.
The cauliflower rice?
It's pretty good.
It's really good. Cauliflower rice. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you got to try it before you know.
So, sure. I mean, I've never had cauliflower rice.
It's pretty good.
Is it like
rice?
Yeah. I mean, like, what kind of rice is it like?
You won't have that starchy. It's more like a short basmati rice without the starchy thickness of it.
It's the grits of rice.
The grits of rice.
That actually sounds pretty good. Yeah, like
it's, it's a very good reference. But because you it dissolves really
quick. You don't have to go cauliflower rice either. I mean, that's a hybrid vegetable anyway, and it's not natural or it doesn't. Yeah.
Cauliflower.
It didn't exist.
Created in a lab like Wuhan.
Not in a lab, but like it's a hybrid vegetable. It's not natural of God's
what
creation.
Else? Tell us, please, chicken, because I want to know. So, I didn't know this.
Same. The cauliflower is a combination of two cabbages, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Carrot is a hybrid plant. It's not natural of God's creation. It was man-made. They don't really have any pH balance for you necessarily to give you that nutrition that the body needs. If you want to get a tester for your food out there, very few will pass for a pH of 7 or above, which is considered alkaline. And
above 7 is alkaline.
But I think it's above 7.1, whatever. But that's considered right alkaline. But some of the fruits and vegetables that we get from our local markets, including Whole Foods and all that, they're not even touching 7. Yeah. Some are touching 7.5, which is cool, but most of them are like coming real close to it.
Yeah.
And
you
know, some people just got to take what they can get.
Isn't it anything seedless?
If it has a seed, you should eat it.
Right.
Yeah.
Anything else, you shouldn't. Yeah.
Bananas.
So if it has bananas, another
one. Burrow bananas. Yeah. That's one of the first bananas ever. I guess known to man. It has a seed and some of the bananas that you get from even Whole Foods. I go to Whole Foods and Mother's and all that type of stores. But you got to go to your local Hispanic, Chinese, Asian markets for these legit nutrients for your body.
So you're better off
for your body versus any other thing.
You're better
there.
Off growing your own shit at home.
You're better off growing your own stuff for sure
from the right seed.
But listen, where's the seeds come from?
Well, you can buy the seeds.
You have to buy the seeds or
but the real seeds.
The real seeds.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. So where
that's a
where they come from?
Great question. It's not on our land like that for sure. But it's too deep for some. So I'm just gonna stop because I can keep going. No. And not that I follow it. Look, dude, I'm drinking alcohol. It's like the worst thing for you. But I try to stay balanced. I want to do what I like and what I feel. Yeah.
One of the better things for me.
Yeah, man.
I'm a ditto to that.
What's that?
I said ditto to that.
No, man. I seen a drastic change. And a few days ago, I started lifting again and got the ladder back out.
Yeah.
Nice.
Got the jump rope back up. So I'm feeling like the best ever. I feel better than 32 years old, 31 years old, 27 years old. And know a lot more about stuff that
goes into your body.
Needs to come in our body. And, you know, if I don't have the exact information that I put out 100% because that type of, they can get offended by some of the misinformation. So I want to say that's what I'm trying to do, but I'm not doing it 100%. I'm eating meat still. Nice. I want
to
get there eventually.
You think you'll ever get there?
I have to taper.
You're trying to do veganese?
No, I call it
veganese.
No, man, I'm just trying to do like something just all natural, man. That's what
all natural.
That's the goal. Since I talked about it a couple times on here already.
Yeah.
Look, I'm drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
I'll have breaded stuff. We just got an air fryer, so like we're going ham on the air fryer.
Let me ask you this.
You just got an air fryer?
Yeah, just got an air
Welcome
fryer.
Welcome to the best time of your life.
Yeah. Hey,
but it's really not.
That's like the first time people got a microwave.
See, that's the difference. It is not. It's like the worst thing. Worst time. Because, dude, it's all the... Imagine all that stuff. Dude, it's so bad.
What?
It's so good. You know what I mean?
No. It's bad if you go the cheap way. If you're doing like chicken wings and shit like that, of course, it could be bad. But you got to imagine all the shit you can make with it that's good.
Sweet potato fries.
Sweet potato fries.
No, I agree.
Yeah, there's a bunch of shit you can do.
Yeah, the sweet potato is actually up there.
All your vegetables, throw that shit in there.
I love sweet potatoes.
I agree, but the things that we went ham.
Fish?
I texted my brother, Regina's going crazy, dude. She made cheesecake
Oreos.
Bites.
No, I'm kidding.
Cheesecake bites, mozzarella sticks, fried pickles.
You got to do the shrimp, bro. Oh, you don't like seafood.
I was like, yo, like... I didn't even know we had this. Like, she gets down in the kitchen, so
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah,
that's
dude. Tight. I remember I gained like 3 or 4 pounds. I was like, dude. It took me like 3 days to get rid of it. Dude. I was like,
look up,
that's what
you get, man. Look up air fryer pizza.
Oh yeah. We looked them
How
all
you do
up,
that?
Dude.
10 minutes.
Air fryer pizza.
Yeah, air fryer
that
pizza.
That shit is like massive.
You make like 3 or 4 of them.
Some air fryers have the racks on them where you can just put it in there.
Yeah, that's the first thing you do. Buy your accessories so they make
I'm making a real pizza. Fuck that.
No, it's just, it's the same thing. You get like the pizza dough. You roll it out, put a little bit, you know, put your flour so you can roll it out. You put your mozzarella cheese, whatever toppings you want to do it, throw in the air fryer for
cauliflower crust.
You could do that too.
Yeah, I said
it. Throw it in the air fryer for like 5 minutes.
I got to try.
Stop it, turn it. Put it in there for another like 2 or 3 minutes. Boom, fire, bro!
I'll tell you what,
so good.
You have to just cut it off, cut everything off in one day.
What?
That's how I did it.
What?
Am I taste buds?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Were you grouchy like 3 days later? Here, bro.
I'm not tripping. That's
no,
the thing.
I know.
You can do it, is what. You, no, dude, trust I can. Me, bro. I was I worse can. Than you mentally, dude. Like yeah. in that aspect, you know what I mean? Like, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of
mental hiccups. Mental hiccups.
Wait a minute. What do you mean?
Hold on. Let me explain, because I think I have.
You're getting angry.
No, bro. Listen,
he has that look on his face.
It's been a problem for years, man. I think I have like attention deficit.
Huh?
I'm sorry.
What?
No, seriously. Because I have 50 projects I want to do and I need to do that I should be doing.
Right.
But as soon as I
start doing them,
throw them all on the floor on the table. Yeah. I can't. I was like, oh, that's too many.
Yeah. Because you got to do one at a time.
But I know how to do all of them.
Yeah, but you got to do one at a time.
So are you what's the type that start
what's that have to do with? What's that have to do with anything we're talking?
Because it's the same thing with the meal thing, how I eat.
Right.
That's included in my daily thing.
Is it hard to allocate your different personalities to each task you have to do?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Because it feels like if I get stuck on one,
right,
then I'm ignoring the other one.
Right.
I have to tell you something like super real right now. Super real.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
Everybody who wants to accomplish something has that one thing that's keeping them from doing it.
Yep.
And that one thing for you right now, that's just an excuse, bro.
Procrastination.
I get it. No, absolutely.
Not 100%. Like procrastination and an excuse.
Yeah.
Trust me, bro.
Yeah.
If you needed to do it tomorrow,
true.
I could always get
right.
done.
You're right.
Look, I want 100%. I want 100%.
Keep it down.
I want 100% say that you will do it.
Don't laugh too hard.
The stubbornness that you have worries me that you may not do it.
Yeah, right. True. I get it. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, straight with love. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And you know what, Candace? I give props to your pops. Because you know what? Uh-huh. There was a situation. He cut things off in his life.
Yeah.
And I was like,
what?
How did he do that?
Yeah.
Like, he just stopped, Candace?
Yep.
She's like, he's good. And damn.
Yeah.
And low key in back of my head, I was just like, you can do that?
Yeah.
And look at me now.
Yeah.
But
not to defend anyone, because I run into the same situation.
You can do it, bro.
Dave.
I know.
No, this is the thing.
I need help.
Okay, hear me out.
With everything, so, I need help.
I know. This is my thing.
I have problems.
I have a thousand ideas. A thousand. But I don't trust anyone to do them.
Yeah.
I don't trust anyone to execute them. I don't trust anyone to help me execute them.
Are we drinking?
You feel me?
I'm drinking.
Yeah.
Miranda,
so,
please.
So my issue is...
another round, please.
I'll take another one.
Thank you so much.
She just came to give us some water.
She did, but however, I still have
She's like, y'all some alcoholics.
Miranda, that's how we get down, though.
Oh,
that's right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Won't he do it?
But please, continue.
Yeah, so my issue is... sometimes the ideas that come and flow are worth more than the accomplishment of completing the ideas in your mind. You know what I mean?
In my mind, the ideas have already...
they already happened. You already done it.
In grandeur.
So you don't have anything to prove by doing it.
That's my problem, because I know I can do them all.
That's the conundrum, you know? It's like,
look,
okay,
man.
I can do this, and but like, what satisfaction would I get from it? I've already completed it in my mind.
Look.
I'm on to the next thought.
For me, I have like a ton of ideas too.
Yeah.
And I know I get mad because Anthony does the same thing and I get on him.
Yeah.
But really, he's learned
where'd
it from
get it
me.
From?
Yeah. And I'm like,
so who'd I get this from?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
But look, I wait till the very last minute, like time cruncher, knowing I can bust it out in 2 hours. But
because you're smart. That's why.
It's not always intelligent.
It is.
You sit on the idea for, relax.
Hey, don't be trying to tell him I'm not intelligent.
No. Everyone at this table is intelligent. Let's not, like, obviously. But what I'm trying to say is, just because you can knock something out in 2 hours, the problem is like the thing I said the other time. I was here like two episodes ago. If you take care of today. No, what was it? If you properly,
you said it.
Relax.
If you properly, what you do tomorrow.
Exactly, it's like that. Wedding. But if you properly take care of what you need to do today, it'll automatically take care of you tomorrow. So it's like we know we can do these in like 2 hours. We know that what we can accomplish.
Yeah.
But like it's not enough.
Yeah.
You know, I've done things where it was like the last 2 hours, but I get zero satisfaction out of completion. I was like, okay. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, that's,
you know, that's what it feels like. So,
but I want to say, like, not that my way of living is like the right way. I died tonight going back home. You know, people eat meat. I'm just saying, eat meat and wine every day, every meal. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, live to 99, and you know what I mean? Have lung cancer. Yeah, no one has chill, you know? Yeah.
Without smoking.
Yeah, and have a better life than me.
I think that's been the hardest lesson, I think, with this past year and last year and this year is that we don't know when,
you know,
what's going to happen.
Because we're not in control.
Nope. Yep, God is.
Thank you, Candace. Yep. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. 100%. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Even if you don't believe in God, Travis.
I believe in God.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
You eraser.
Oh, really?
Jah, if you believe in Jah.
No, I believe Jehovah in God. I just don't believe in a lot of blindness and sheepish acts that people do and hide behind.
Hide behind what? I don't hide behind my God.
I'm not saying
I stand next to him.
I'm saying there's people that use it as a blanket to everything they're doing in their life.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, I don't need to do this. God has got my corner. Like, what? Yeah.
No.
You still got to put some
MJ effort. Name his kid Blanket. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. My thing is with God.
oh, you know him?
It's not. Of course I know him. I have a personal relationship with God. Absolutely. Of course
What's
I do.
What's his email?
God@AOL.com.
Of course it's AOL. Of course it's AOL. Of course.
Hey, what's up, Joe?
Of course. It's AOL.com.
I don't know if it's still active or not.
Email it, see what happens. Yes. I bet you get a response.
He's on Web3 now.
Netspeed. My brother made the dopest email for me, and I can't get it.
What did I do?
It was like one of my first emails, and I cannot get into
for
it.
Real?
It's ChristianMorales@myself.com.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
And I can't
How
get
long
into
ago
it.
Was this?
Dude, this was like 15 years ago.
Oh,
well,
that's
ago.
Why you can't get in.
That's right.
Are they even Pissed. Around? Myself.com?
@myself.com. I remember that now that
what,
you've mentioned
it. What company is myself.com?
Hey, okay, so
I'm sorry, that email right there was the shit.
So when we set that up, there was a server who had a list of maybe 10 or 15 suffixes you could use.
Okay.
And that was one of them. I think
at myself?
Yeah, there was like
I don't get it.
It was like at self.
Myself.
Myself, at you. At mom, at dad.
You know, different ones.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Or they throw like a random one, like, Travis.
At bootylips.
TS8, whatever.
At bootylips.com.
At ass.com.
Oh, wow.
Man, I can't, man.
Travis@backpage.com.
I need that one. Anyway, thanks for that one, bro.
DavyDave@grindr.com.
I got to get rid of some emails in there is what I got to do.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Well, it's okay. If you can't get into it, I doubt anybody else. Yeah.
When's the last time any one of you here have logged on to MySpace?
Never.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Never. So, listen.
I'm curious.
Maybe one time. Because
I met someone who logged on. I was like, you have access to this?
I deactivated mine.
Hold on.
Yeah. I got something for you. Hold on.
Please. I forgot the entire layout.
Let me break this down to you. If you're feeling nostalgic, and you want some
warm and
fuzzy feelings.
MySpace was the first social media.
Do this, and I signed up already.
What?
And I think you should do the same. Candace is going to be in my top 8, of course.
No, oh shit. There's a new revamp.
What you do? You go to spacehey.com.
Space. Hey,
H-E-Y? Spacehey.com.
Okay.
Look it up right now.
What?
Listeners, look it up.
Space Hey.
Search your boy, Davy Dave. Add me. Send me a friend request.
Okay.
No fucking
And
way.
Then, dude, it's exactly like the old MySpace.
You're joking.
No, I'm not.
Spacehey.com.
Spacehey.com is
Yo,
fucking cool.
Why did Kevin Spacey come up?
Oh, Jesus.
That's the first one I got too, Trav. His cookies are reaching ours.
Swear to God,
you guys are crazy.
My word, Kevin
my guy.
Came up.
Hey, what's up, player? Up, dude?
Kevin
hey, bro.
Crazy,
what you got?
Space. What?
Oh, wow.
Pam's donuts on the look. Real fire on this shit.
My guy came back from LA right now.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
He's super lit. There we go. Yeah. That's what's up.
He got the coolers. Yeah. He got the maple bars.
Oh, right there. I want that one right there.
The sprinkles. Yeah.
I got me a donut. That's what's up.
Oh, shit. That's what's up.
That's we got.
Came through dripping with the donuts. I can't.
The homeboy Mike came in with the donut. I got one, player.
That's what happened.
That's what happens. I love it.
How could you hate someone with donuts, bro?
Hey,
hate someone with donuts.
My guy.
That's what's
my guy Mike brought
slide
me a,
through with the donuts?
Brought me a maple old
cooler.
Maple
that's a cooler,
boy.
Bro. That, yeah. Oh, shit.
Banging. Dude, this is amazing.
There we
so good.
That's good.
This is going to go good
that's
with
a,
my old fashioned. I love it.
Oh, shit. That shit smells amazing.
It is good. Thank right, you, Mike.
So, space, hey.
Bro.
How is it?
It's fucking great. I'm eating a fucking maple donut. It's delicious.
I'm good, but thank you.
Thank so
good.
You.
It's one of the best donuts I've tasted. No shit.
Yo, my word. Who's hey, the dude. Second person that comes up?
Kevin fucking Spacey.
Exactly. See, you can't get away from this guy.
He owns it.
He owns space, hey.
No.
Bro,
no, he
think
does
about it.
Don't tell me that, Travis.
It does. Look it up.
Think about it. Space, hey, it's Kevin Spacey, bro.
I'm a
don't
assume.
Fall for it. Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, he took Kansas's catchphrase.
Hey.
Yeah. How, when he comes in the club, what do you think they're saying? Space, set. Like, oh, yeah, it's God. Like, yeah, bro. It's that's what it is. That's what it is.
So, spacehay.com is going to give you that nostalgic.
How much is he paying you?
MySpace vibe.
Thank you.
I already signed up. I don't have any friends.
You're good.
It's not like lies. My Instagram.
Lies.
But oh, we,
lies.
I think we need one more. So go ahead. Much. No, good. You're gonna drink. You're drinking. Drink.
Yes.
We need one more.
No, you're good. Good. Come on.
We're good. We had Mike interrupt our whole show. Don't trip.
Yeah.
No.
What do you want, Trey? Oh yeah, you want Long Island? No.
Oh, we're good. We're good.
Is this yours?
No, that's not me.
That's me right here.
That's him.
Perfect. We're good.
I'm gonna stick with these. I'm trying to be good tonight.
That's not good. Long Island is not good. Believe
why?
Me.
Why? Right?
Exactly.
No, for me.
He has no
okay,
idea what he's
so
talking about.
My normal drink is Hennessy Coke, Hennessy straight
typical.
Up. So this is like Kool-Aid.
It's like Kool-Aid.
Yeah, this is. I can,
wow.
I can
really,
like,
Candace?
I can have like 10 of
really?
These. I got like 10 of these.
Kool-Aid's
thanks,
good.
Miranda.
Yeah.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
No, I compare it to Kool-Aid because it's so sweet.
Kool-Aid.
Cheers. Cheers to the lobby. Thank you, Rex.
Space Hey.
Good looking out, Mike, for the donuts. But spacehay.com.
Space
Hey. Sign up. Even if you want to go browse around, be like, oh, this is what I used to do.
That's how they get you. Know
what I mean? Yeah, it'd be tight. So, yeah, check it out. Yeah, my boy Mike's wrecked. He came from LA.
I got to get him on my solo cup.
He came from LA. They were doing some RNA for lobby this afternoon.
Word.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up.
R&D, excuse me.
R&D. I was like, RNA, that's R&A. Some kind of like West Hollywood lingo.
Yeah, they were doing some drink work.
Candace, it's so good to see you.
Seriously.
I was not, I got to be honest, I was not in the best mood before I came
here.
You weren't.
And it wasn't nothing personal. It was just, you know.
Yeah.
Life.
Yep.
Shit.
There's days
life.
Where we're not in good mood.
Yeah. And that's very rare for me. Like, I'm just like, it doesn't take any more than like alcohol, weed, some kind of like
listen,
illegal drug said, to get me.
You said, that's life. Listen to Casey and JoJo.
Yeah.
Life.
I was listening.
One of my favorites.
La, la.
You guys are good. Please. La, la. We're just doing our podcast here. So I rate masterminds. Yeah. Yeah.
No one listens to
Kai,
anyone.
Kai, yeah.
We only have 6,000 downloads. Don't trip.
6,000.
Okay, 5,000.
Way more than that, bro.
It's 5,000.
Bro, you need to check the books.
It's 5,000. It's only five.
Five?
Yeah.
Okay.
2022. We're going for 10.
How to lie with statistics.
There you go.
What?
2022.
I don't like that.
We're on the up and up.
What?
Yeah, fool.
Oh, we need to step it up.
I got to talk about something,
please.
2021. We need to step it up.
After. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. Go ahead. 2021. We need to step it up.
All right. What's your goals? Okay. So 2022. What are your top three goals?
I don't have any goals.
So check it out. Well, I got to start with this year first. It's only February. So
by 2022.
Yes.
So I've been talking about me getting back into the CPG industry, selling some liquid of some sort, right?
CB who?
CPG.
What does that mean?
Packaging goods. Or fast consumer packaging goods, depending on, you know, it's just stuff that moves off the shelf fast, right?
Mm-hmm. So CPG, if you're nasty. If
give me an example of CPG.
Beer.
Okay.
Package crackers. Blurs. Anything that moves fast.
Okay.
Anything that moves fast has to be replenished all the time.
Cigarettes.
Water.
Water for sure.
Food. No, condiments.
No one's using those either.
Really?
No.
No one uses that stuff?
No, they use them, but it lasts forever. Trust me, I worked in a hospitality for years.
Be like, well, damn. They need to be using them.
Yeah, be like, damn, you still got the ketchup?
But,
damn.
I have some options out there that I want to make the best move for me and my family, right?
Let's talk about
it. And I had the weirdest, not the weirdest. It was a different type of interview today with the company that I've been trying to get in for, for a while. And, so it's an interview. Maybe people have taken them. I've taken two of them.
Yeah.
And out of, like, course of a year or so, it's just different. So you put a camera in front of you, right? Mm-hmm. And then you hit record. And then they ask you the question, what would you do in this situation? Or how do you handle? And then you have, like, 30 seconds to answer the question.
Bro, that's how they do auditions now.
15 seconds to think about it. And then they record, just like that. You know what I mean? And I always, when I talk, I always wait like for a response.
Yeah.
Like, hey man, this drink is good, huh? Yeah. So it's hard not. That's how I talk. Like, mm-hmm. I could public speak all day, but I.
This is how I talk.
But it wasn't like that. I was just like, yeah. So I do that. You guys are familiar. I can't ask him a question.
Yeah.
Yep. You just have to pitch your pitch.
Yeah. In so that I was question. Just like, you guys are familiar? If you didn't know, try to.
Uh huh.
So. I felt like I had like a failed interview, and that's just me thinking, what? Right?
Yeah,
not a failed one, but
you bonded.
I'm more personable, like in person. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's my type of interview.
Depends who you ask.
Right. True. Yeah. And JK, if it was them, I would have nailed it. Like for real, always nail interviews, dude. Like
in person.
Yeah, dude. Like on.
Do
the
you
job.
Think it's because you got feedback when you're in person? Because some people can like really control a room, and when they go into an interview, these type of people. They get the response that they command. You feel me?
Oh, I got
so
you.
So you leave and you're like, oh, I crushed it. You feel me?
Maybe, too much attention sometimes is not good. And you don't like try to control the room. Like, I want to be respectful.
Because now you're instantly compared.
Go through the process and all that. Never the guy to jump the gun. Like, what about this? What are you paying? No, but
right.
So we'll see how it goes,
what
man.
What was the takeaway from that, though?
The takeaway, well, they asked me to put my feedback. It was simple to use.
Yeah.
But, I failed to mention, like, I wish it was more... personable. I wish it was more intimate. I wish it was more face to face.
Bro, nothing is intimate these days, and it's never going to be.
Okay.
The more the technology advances, the more accessible a smartphone is.
Right.
Of course. But this has been around for a while. Yeah. And I was just like, I got to do one of them again.
But it hasn't been more prevalent in 2020 than all our life.
And this is where it's going.
So
this is where it's at.
But I said this is how they do auditions for major motion pictures now.
You send
a video on a smartphone. That's it.
I have nothing against the video interviews, the video auditions, because a lot of people. I think this is good for the introverts that don't open up right away when you see someone. Yeah,
they're better on a camera than they are in person. Yeah,
these TikTok people that are blowing up right now, they're not good in person. They're not good in person, but their personality. It's like that one friend you have, and you're like, you're fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
You should do stand up. They can never do that.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? But you give them a TikTok outlet like that, and now they got a million followers. Yeah. So I think it's good for that second half. Like we're having like a triple revolution. I remember when we first had the whole jocks nerd flip upside down thing during High School Musical. Like it was cool to be a nerd. It was cool to be like
cool to be square.
You feel me?
Listen,
hip to be square.
It's never cool to be a nerd. Go ahead.
It's okay. Stuck on that it's the show. You know, Zach Morris. What's the show?
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
What show is that?
Anyway, you're stuck on that whole way. No one looks at high school like that anymore. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the whole category is
rest
all
in peace,
different.
Cringe,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah. Rest RIP.
I didn't know.
But yeah, like I love the direction this shit is going. So I don't mind the internet and the non-contact. I don't mind it at all because I think that it takes away that fakeness that was so prevalent in everyday interactions.
Fakeness is wearing your gym shorts with your button up, you know, like
Yeah, come on, that's like fake, that was, bro.
But it's that not, was, I don't know, man.
You want to know where it's at, though, Trav?
I don't care for the in-person, or I like in-person interviews
right,
better.
Right.
But because, like, I think because Christian likes it, too.
Yeah.
Because we have, like, super, like, outgoing personalities, too, right, where we're right. like, okay, like, the it's so much easier to talk to somebody face-to-face. Right. Like, when I'm on the screen, it just, I feel like I'm just
there's a
another number.
Net.
Like, it's, yeah. We did interviews maybe a couple months ago. Right. We've done them three different times, and... Oh my goodness! Like you can tell how interviews are like from the moment they log on. Like there's so many other things to think about too. Like okay, there's blinds going on. Like if the sun's right in your face and you can't see, like maybe find a different spot.
And you do it every day, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
The way people prepare for an online interview says a lot about their organization.
Well, that's
says a lot about their preparation.
Check this out.
A lot about their comfort and how they handle. Things that happen while you're on an interview online, you have to act at an instant.
Well, this is kind of like how I put this podcast together,
right?
Production wise, like we have to look okay, we
what
have to sound
okay.
good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because we're kind of ugly, but we're
speak
we,
for
but
yourself.
But we sound cute. You know what I'm saying? So we have to sound good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You also have full editing control. Let's brighten up this.
But not over how you look, Trav. Just saying.
Oh, I don't.
I've had some issues.
I'm sure all of the listeners know you three are handsome fellas.
Oh my God! Wow.
Yes. That's just something.
We got a face radio. Wait. Hold on. Candace, say that one more time.
These three guys are pretty handsome.
Hey, okay, yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Aww.
Thank you.
With as much respect.
That's what's up.
I feel pretty.
I heard that joint. But you know what, Aiden, man? I want to be with this company. I want to like wrap that up.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be, dude. It's been a company that I've been chasing for like I want to say
can you
5 years. I don't want to.
Yeah, that's okay.
Because.
You never know.
I will once I get hired.
You put the energy out there, you never
know
who
Christian,
works for
him. We talked about this low key. We low key say this, but we have to say it. Just like with all
that. Put the energy out there.
Yeah.
I talked a lot about my. How many. I think I might have the job, bro. I might have it.
What's up?
And then it takes a different direction. Something weird happens, or it's not the move. You know what I mean?
What would be the move above that move?
Like a different position?
No. Different company. What would be the move above that move?
You know what? There's a few lateral moves.
Go for that.
Well, no. I'm saying like I have like this and this that are the same.
Yeah.
I just need this company to say like,
like
offer some shit. What do I do now? What's the best move
now?
Let
me ask you, Christian.
I don't like to go into it unless it's actually happening.
Yeah.
And that's a tough mental part on my end. Like I'm like trying to get around it.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, go for it.
As a person looking for a job in this day and age, in 2021, in contrast with something called the pandemic, businesses closing down, companies wanting to expand but not necessarily wanting to expand in person, how does that affect a person looking for a job?
Well... I'll tell you just straight up just what happened today. Like, I couldn't nail... I don't... You know, I'm very hard on myself. I don't think I nailed the interview like I wanted to.
Yeah.
And, man...
But does it ever feel like that?
Yeah.
That you do nail it?
And I do nail it, and I may not get chosen for it, but I know I nailed it.
Yeah.
I know the dude may have, like, a degree above anyone else that's been in the industry just as long, but I know I nailed it, and I know there's been times where I am actually the next guy they call, but I know I nailed those type of interviews. Sometimes I walk out like, dude, I was too cocky.
How do you know you
I was
you've
too
nailed the
you know
interview?
Too
how
cocky.
Do you know?
Say it again.
How do you know when you've nailed an interview?
I feel it. I just feel it. I get the call back,
right?
You know, but I don't necessarily get the job all the time. Is what I'm saying. But I know I nailed the initial part,
right?
You know, I guess to get past that, you know,
I've been played out by a lot of interviews. I see interviews like the first, like when you holler at a girl, right?
That's an interview.
I know, right? It's the most close. It's the closest thing to me to an interview.
Is it
because you want to be accepted? To me,
is it?
She's a female. She has a totally different point of view.
I'm asking her.
I'm in line with you right now, Trev. No, as a female, it's
isn't an interview when a guy talks to you at a bar?
No,
like a date is, right? Like the first date?
You can feel when it's like an interview.
Yes.
Because guys are very, well, what are you doing? And then they get right into it. Dude,
yeah.
I've never. Oh, I mean, you got kids? You married? How long have you been married?
first 30 seconds.
Who says that?
No, the, I'm just saying. No. Yeah, like the guy, like grilling the girl.
Yeah. I mean, but you do a quick touch and
guys
go.
Guys are creepy.
Touch and go for sure.
No, you do a touch and go. It's kind of like, let's see what she's about. So the first question,
like Kevin Spacey touch and go.
No. Oh my God! You got
what?
Bro?
What, bro? What?
How do you even know we were directed towards you?
Yeah, it was the first guy that popped
his
in my head
without you being involved.
Bro, Jesus. I see that. I see that.
Get
fool
over
my
yourself. You seen him asleep? What?
He haunts me, bro.
What is going on?
Since 1998.
See what happens when you use too much lube. So check this out. No, like, to me, what I mean by an interview is kind of like trying to, you know, holler at a girl the first time. Is like, you may get a reaction that you think is positive because she doesn't want to hurt your feelings.
I think
you're trying to do, like, all exactly. your best impressions okay. on that.
And
like,
she's like, oh!
Let me put it this way. No. So when you first meet a girl, that's like submitting an application.
Damn
it's not
right.
necessarily an
Damn
interview.
Right.
The interview.
Okay. What's
the
pre-screen?
Pre-screen. Okay. Hold on. Yeah. Because you don't necessarily have to call every applicant right. back.
Okay.
So you say, hey, I'll call him for an interview, which would be the date.
No, I'm talking about the preliminary. Okay.
That's an
so
application.
We've all, hear me out. We've all, like, hired people in our life, right? Mm-hmm. And we've all gotten a physical application. What's the first thing you look at when you look at an application?
The name.
Okay. Faces. Rashad. No.
Okay, it depends. When they used to have to write them
Travis
by hand,
they
I looked at
the handwriting.
How professional the writing looked.
Exactly.
Yeah, true. So, spelling.
Right. So when you talk to a girl, the first thing she's going to listen to is your voice and how you speak to her.
Yeah, my name is David.
If you come at her, in like a jersey, say, hey, what's up? Hey, you know, like she's gonna judge you off of that. Same thing with the interview. Mm-hmm. If they ask you a question, they're not listening to
how about this, like when that Miss America contestant answered,
oh my
god, I think I just want that world to be peace great.
Yeah, okay.
He said how many states in the United States. Well, I think we're good.
I think we're good right now. I think 50 states in the world peace 51. Would be great. 51. And I want 50. Everybody to be happy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's great.
So with interviewers, they're used, you're right, 100, you hit it right on the head, they're used to getting a generic answer.
Be like this.
So a lot of times it's not what they ask you, it's how you answer. You know what I mean? Do you answer with confidence?
Yeah.
Do you put a little personal flair on it?
Is it rhetoric from everyone? Like, you know,
exactly. Is
there
it standard?
There has to be something to make you stand out from an interview.
So, and then you start to do the same ticks. Like for me, that was a big thing for me.
Yeah.
Like, just answer my question. Keep it short.
Yeah.
And sweet. I don't need the extras.
I try to find the psychology of the question after question three.
Right.
Because I could kind of tell where it's going.
Okay.
And what type of person they may be leaning towards. And on certain applications, I've done opposite answers. See what happens.
Okay.
And it wasn't anything positive that came out of it. It was just, I got to see.
Maybe you should do the opposite.
That's what I'm saying. Like George on Seinfeld. Yeah.
So my whole point of the whole thing is, like, it's hard to read when you leave an interview the same way it's hard to leave when you leave a girl.
Yeah.
You may think you crushed it. And she may even respond because she kind of likes you, but you didn't have no flair. You didn't have anything that, like, made you stand out on top.
And then she
you
says,
were acceptable.
That fool ain't shit.
Yeah. No, or you laughing. He was like, oh, he was nice.
And then we text our girlfriend later and be like, girl.
Let him think.
Yes. But in the back of their head, they're like, he might have potential, so
maybe
I'll
respond. One more.
No, here's the thing. Oh, we'll keep your application on file.
Exactly.
There you go. Oh, that's it. Yeah. You know, right there.
You know, here I told Regina this afternoon. Because I said, look, I'm not going to apply for any more jobs today.
What?
Because, you know, I've been on it.
Oh, you said today.
Dude, yeah, today. I've been on it, dude. I do my research. Do your research. If you're going to apply for a job, do your research on the company. Anyway, that's a big deal. Anyway.
Yeah.
I told Regina, like, you know what I feel like? I feel like I'm the minority that they have to interview.
You are a minority.
In some of these, with some of these, with some of these companies.
You are a minority.
No. Meaning, you know, they ask your ethnicity, this and that, and they have to
minority
interview a certain amount, a certain percentage.
If
I'm that guy, and
if the company's woke, then they'll keep track of that. If they ain't, then they don't give a fuck.
Right, but I'm saying I'm part of that. Like, we're gonna give a job to, you know, this person, but we have to give, you know, a credit. And you know what? I hear it all the time.
Well, yeah, because they woke.
Well, I have people that have to interview.
Yeah, that's true. Like, so, sometimes we already know who you want, and you just have to go through the process.
Or you're looking for something that the last person
didn't have. You have to go through the process, the legal process. That's what you have to go through. Yeah. You have to post it. You have to interview at least X amount. I don't know.
Do you
have
a
law? That's law.
Do you have an interview hack?
What's that? Like what?
Give me an interview hack.
Give me an example.
So you know how like there's a speech hack where you picture everyone naked?
I've never used that.
That shit works.
No, I've never done that.
I pick one person in particular.
Damn, you nasty, bro.
I pick one person. Well, you know, I'm not a super freak. You pick multiple. I pick one, maybe two people.
Yeah.
And I go back and forth, and I visualize them naked. Like, what does he look like? To the nipple.
What does he look like after that?
That's in your room.
I focus on one dude. I focus on one dude that I know in the crowd.
Yeah, no, no. You look at one person. You look them dead in the eyes, and you're like, damn, she got small areolas.
I would just be like all the way sidetracked and be like,
oh, I'd be like, damn.
No,
she got them Cardi B's. She got them Cardi B's.
No, because you picture them focused on Cardi B. Oh, my God. Dollar pancakes.
Hey, little like, syrup. Ain't nothing
that
wrong,
works.
Bro.
But that's when you're first beginning to speak in public. You know, after a while, you don't need to do that.
Yeah, no.
I always focus on one guy I know. That's
one interview hack that someone told me, and I took it to heart. I thought, later on, I see it as, it's kind of a little cocky. But I go in there as if I already have the job. I go in there as if this is just like,
that's the problem with our society.
No. This is, bro. Every interview I've ever went on, I've been hired. Every single one.
Yeah.
I go in there as if I know someone who works in a company. Like I have a way in or whatever, and it calms me down completely.
They're just meeting their quota, Travis.
Okay, whatever.
I make sure for me when I have an interview, depending on how many people are in there, I'll go. And then if there's like two people, if that's easy, you just go back and forth looking at them. But if there's five, I have like a strategic, right, left, middle, right. Like, and I
to
just,
look at?
Yeah, and I'll just keep doing that.
It's all like, methodical. Oh, yeah.
And then I just to make sure like you're not leaving anybody out and you keep it.
I like staring at the person that's uncomfortable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I want to see how their energy, because the person is uncomfortable is not the person you're going to pick, like hands down, unless they say or something stands out. So I focus on a person I'm not going to pick to see how the people that may be a potential are going to react to that. You get what I'm saying? So I want to put pressure on them to see if they can overcome it, and then it may stand out. And then I want to watch the people that are eager to get hired that are already in my eyes and spend less time on them. You know what I mean? Okay. So like I want to reverse it or whatever. But I love to see people not squirm, but like it's all about pressure. No matter what. It's can you overcome, can you produce, and can you figure out yourself and what needs to be done in a high pressure situation. Because people that are worth anything are always good under pressure. No matter what job it is.
True. Very
always
true.
Good under pressure. Yeah, if you're not good under pressure.
If they're good at one thing, they're good at that under pressure.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm good under pressure.
I want people that are going to make good decisions. You know what I mean?
For real, dude.
You're a fool.
I just thought that same shit. Like, I need to be under pressure. Like,
because we've all been uncomfortable in a situation where it's like, fuck, I don't want to be here right now. So what are you going to do? You're going to crumble? You're going to run to the bathroom, make an excuse?
Yeah. No, you got to suck it up and get the job
physically,
done.
Yeah. I don't care if you're sweating. I don't care if you're nervous. I don't care if you have a twitch. This is a situation you're going to run into 100 times in your life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why not make it then and there? And if you don't get it, at least you walk away with how to overcome that situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So when I go into a job interview, I try to admit this uber confidence, like, I'm not here to interview. I'm just here to go through the motions of what you're trying to get me to go through. And then you decide who you want to pick, me and another guy or me and another girl or whatever it is. You know what I mean? You go in there like you absolutely already crushed the interview. So that way, when you leave, the same percentage is there. Whether it's 50-50. You didn't lose anything. You just went in uber confident. And then a lot of times, even if you don't know what you're doing or know what you're talking about, people respond to confidence. I don't care if you got the right answer. You can say the right answer with nervousness, and they're going to be like uneasy because you're uneasy. Mm-hmm. But I can say the wrong answer with confidence, and they feel more comfortable with the wrong answer with confidence than they do with the right answer.
Yeah. In my head, I'll be like,
this was dumb as fuck.
I guarantee you. It's worked with me 1,000 times.
Well, let me tell you this, Travis. You are a very astute individual.
I doubt that. Yeah. Listen, I don't have all the accolades that someone would be looking for when it comes to someone that's astute. You feel me? Like, I don't mean to.
It doesn't matter. But you're very smart.
But I'm confident in myself.
You know your your surroundings. Same with my brother. Same with myself. Right. Candace, I'm 100% sure is the same.
Right.
But you know, there's
yeah,
there's some dumb motherfuckers out there that
there is
that go and and play the confidence.
But there's educated dumb motherfuckers.
I know, but there's dumb motherfuckers that go out and play the confidence game, and it comes off like you're twice an idiot.
I see. Mm-hmm. I see.
Than you think you are.
Right. Right. Right.
Like you're already an idiot. Right. Now you're fucking double. So good luck out there, bucko.
Yeah.
Player.
I doubt that anyone that's an idiot would play that type of car. And if they played it, it would, like you said, look really, really stupid.
It comes out like so washed out. Exactly. Like, oh my God. It's almost embarrassing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, like, you know what?
Hey, try Walmart, Holmes.
I tried.
Shout out to Walmart, though. Fuck Amazon. Fuck Bezos. Oh,
I even went, not as far, but trying to get into a different industry.
What's that?
What industry?
It's a let's see. It's like it's a how do you say it?
Stripping.
It's the software.
Oh, that's dope.
Software industry, but it still has to do with the medical bars and the restaurants and things like that.
Oh, you know
that.
What? That's not bad, Christian.
Yeah, no, that's no, no, no. Great. Yeah. That's
everything.
Where the future
no, no, no. Check it out.
You really got to think in 5 years. Is that going to be booming? And that probably will be.
It already is.
Yeah, yeah. This I already know. Mm-hmm. So there's been a few places that I wanted to possibly potentially move within the country.
Texas.
And Texas is actually one of them. And it's
you
still.
See what
and
in
the
Texas?
Thing is, like,
they're fine.
They're
are they?
What was I say?
Utah.
Idaho.
Software, oh, software industry.
No. Yeah, tech cities. Austin's going to be just like Frisco.
Super tech.
It's on its way, if not there already. Mm-hmm. It's rising. But the thing is, there's different things about Texas. We talked about this. Like, okay, that's an option.
You gotta wear, well, Idaho's an
option.
Right,
Arizona's an option.
You gotta
everything's an option.
You got to wear a big belt buckle.
No. Yeah, that's like mandatory. It's part of the HOA.
And one boot.
But you got to have the spur that spins. Yeah, like the spree wheels. The spree wheel spurs.
His spur is not spinning.
But, hey, but you don't have to hide what you're holding.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly.
But, wait, what are we talking about?
Hey now.
But yeah, dude, like, I'm perfect for the job, in my opinion. Yeah. I thought I had a great interview. And I even got like a little what's it called, referral from someone, you know. But let's see where it goes, dude. I know I can make some great money with that company and move on to the next phase with that company.
And Texas is beautiful
promotion.
Too.
But like, no, it's not Texas. It's here in California.
I mean,
but
I'm a Cali
future,
girl, but Texas is
no, it is.
Yeah,
but the future it could be anywhere. There's no place that is not an option.
Yeah.
Besides maybe the East Coast.
Oh, I was going to say, what about like Maine or something like
no,
that?
No, I'm
like,
more Southwest type of guy.
Virginia.
You'd have to get on like a chowder. Chowder.
But yeah, dude, I'm down. But we'll see what happens. I should hear back something yes or no this
Listen,
week.
I wish all the best, man. Of course, for my brother. But it'd be really hard if you went away, to be honest with you.
If what? Yeah. Say it again?
If you moved away
from
somewhere
local. No, dude.
So here's the thing.
Here we go.
So I always have this talk.
Here we go.
We can move a million miles away.
Yeah.
We can come back and visit every so often.
What is so
or,
awesome?
Listen, or we can move somewhere in California that's necessarily not the closest to our family, and it'll take an hour, 2 hours to get there, three
That's
hours
cool.
to get there, and it's like the same. You know what I mean? So why am I like stuck to out of states when I could just do the same thing in California? Besides,
but because
pricing.
Realistically, whenever you move out of state, those are the goals, and you're like, oh, I'm going to come every couple of months, and then it turns into okay,
7 years,
every 2 months, every 6 months, and every year.
It's not even every 2 years.
But I'll be living good.
Every podcast is going to be a phone-in.
First
as long
year,
there's,
the move.
There's
like,
a
yeah.
mother-in-law suite that is off on its side, so I can come over and visit. Yep. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Or they hit you with the, you can come visit us.
No, dude,
we got an extra room.
Yes,
I'm down.
We're
for whatever.
In Texas.
Hey, I'll go. Yeah, I like to go.
Here's one thing I'm really
let's
happy
it,
about.
Yes,
my mom said, "I'll go wherever you go,
Christian."
And I was just like, "Wow, I was nervous to leave my mom."
The first time
hear me out. Hear me out.
She said that.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to tell you right now. I love you to death.
Do you really?
I love you to death.
Really?
Yeah. Why? What?
Just
I love
sure.
you too, Dave.
This is
I love
all.
You too.
This is all for the listeners.
He did a number on you, fucking Kevin Spacey. No, listen. I love you both to death.
Yes.
Christian, Texas is not, it's not the state for you.
Okay.
It's not. I'll tell you why.
All right.
You have too much swag for Texas.
Maybe Texas needs that, bro.
The music you listen to, the style that you wear, the shoes that you like,
yeah,
the way that you talk, the mentality that you have.
This sounds racist.
Texas, no. Hear me out.
I'm gonna have a duel.
Sounds like
I'm
gonna have a duel with somebody.
Miami would be Miami, New York.
Oh, Miami,
Baltimore, New Jersey. Listen. Texas is all about the state and nothing about the people. You feel me?
I hear you.
You're a California guy.
I hear you.
It is what it is. Are you going to stop wearing angel hats?
No.
No.
Are you going to stop repping your cities?
No, hell.
Okay, so I'm telling you.
But honestly, do you know right now a lot of Californians are moving to Texas?
Yeah, and it's because
Idaho. Like,
Idaho's dope.
This is my prediction for Texas.
You don't think Idaho's dope, it's dope.
This is my prediction for Texas.
The biggest question is,
this is,
are you going to still rep Creekside?
Oh, for sure. It's in his blood, bro. It's in his blood. It's tattooed on his stomach. It's tattooed on his stomach. I wonder who's going to be the first person to get
Creekside. Till I got that Creekside tattoo on my chest.
Jonah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Jonah and Adrian got tattoos together, remember?
No. But this is my thing. Like, move where you got to move to make what you got to make. I get that.
It's not concrete.
A lot of people.
It's all in the Southwest is an option.
But the thing that irks me, is the common sense behind the mass migration to Texas.
Yeah.
It happened in San Francisco.
Yeah.
What happened in San Francisco?
Why are people moving?
Real estate. Well, opportunity seems like it's presenting itself because it's migrating to a certain location. Yeah. But that's not opportunity presenting itself. Just because you move to a different location doesn't take out the vibes of where it came from. For example, you take the dude out the hood, you can't take the hood out the dude, right?
Okay.
Same thing with the Silicon Valley people that are moving to Texas.
Yeah, I know.
You can try to save all the money you want to, but they're still going to want their Teslas. They're still going to want their coffee.
Yeah.
They're still going to want their bagels.
Well, that's
they're still going to want their vegan foods. That shit is
avocado
not
toast.
Coming to Texas.
Yeah. Oh, my
and
goodness.
Then
Daily Brew avocado toast is bomb.
So
okay?
bomb.
Shout out
so
Daily
bomb.
Brew. Sorry.
I'm turning Candace's mic off now.
Hashtag carbs.
No, so what I'm trying to say is there is going to be a pop in Texas. Once the real estate starts to go up, once the vibe and the energy starts to change,
it's already like that.
It's you're going to have a micro community within Texas. Same thing like San Francisco, where real estate is high, and people are going to try to create California in Texas.
Yeah.
And you are going to end up in an area that is hated by Texans.
Yeah.
And now you're going to have this whole little thing. And I see it coming 100 miles away.
It's like Austin. Texas is red.
Right.
Austin is blue. Going to be blue as fuck.
And it's nothing new to me, man.
And this is where people are going to
go. Can I wear red to this city? Can I wear blue to this city?
But you can't.
Yeah.
Because it's in the culture. And then what's going to happen? Politics gets taken over by money. And now you got Texas hating the new Texans.
Money.
So you're going to have old Texans, OG Texans, and new Texans. And then it's going to be fake Texans. It's going to be like Spurs with sparkles on them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, money takes over the area that it comes. Same thing with Brooklyn. You know what I mean? Brooklyn got gentrified because the money went into Brooklyn. They needed more real estate.
Let me
tell
you something.
Same thing is going to happen to Texas.
Brooklyn is beautiful now, bro.
Yeah. It was beautiful before. It was just a little
grungy.
No, it wasn't.
That shit was fucking trash.
Nah, you got to imagine where it was in the 70s and the 80s.
Oh, come Brooklyn, on, bro. Come
we
on.
Made it.
I already know what's up. Biggie.
Brooklyn's beautiful. Boom.
Dang, that sucks for that guy.
Brooklyn
who moves to
is
Texas.
Commercial now.
It is, but it's beautiful. It's nice.
Yeah,
you can
to
go,
you.
You can feel safe there.
To hipsters.
Now,
where?
It was safe
Brooklyn.
For the people. Okay, listen. It was safe to the people that grew up in Brooklyn and been there forever.
But you know what's
now
nice?
Now it's safe to the strangers
know,
that live there now.
It's nice to go across the bridge and be like, hey, you want to, Travis, let me treat you to dinner at this nice-ass restaurant in Brooklyn at the spot that we used to go over there and be scared.
Okay.
You should see what it looks like now. Boom.
Right.
And it's beautiful.
You know, that's crazy because that's like saying that Rialto's safe now.
No, fuck.
Yeah.
Rialto
okay.
Was
safe now
new housing
there's
track
a whole different.
In 10 years. But look, I got to say that. You got to make the best move for you and your family.
No, and I'm with that.
You guys
and,
are good.
Whatever makes your family dwell and your kids raised the right way, it could be financially in a different area. It could be
do
in a safer area. Do what you got to
do.
Exactly.
You guys are getting irate here.
There's nothing concrete. That's why they're called options.
And I told a potential employer, you caught me at a very interesting time in my life.
Bro, sir. You said this?
Yeah.
You're fired. Fired.
You're fired. Yeah, dude. So, yeah, man. Hire me. And cast my brother in a movie.
Yeah, yeah. If anybody's out there want to cast me in a movie.
What do you mean cast? I'll go
in a movie. I'll be like this.
You already got a movie. What's the movie you got coming out?
You guys are already in a couple.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, for sure.
True. True.
How many movies you need, man?
Made in Mexico, man. Coming out this year, huh?
I can't wait.
Yeah, yeah. Can't wait. Either. It's going to be good. Yeah. It's going to be good.
I make an appearance vocally.
I like it. Vocally.
So, I just found out this. I mean, it doesn't. Okay. Yeah. So today, my school district that I work at, we are going back to school on Monday.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Really? Yes.
What?
Good for you.
Only TK through sixth grade right now.
Only fans.
It's a step. Like, that's I'm actually excited smart. For that. Yeah. Just had to throw that out there right now.
I got a question for you.
Cool. Are you pumped? Are you happy?
I'm excited. Okay. I've been wanting to come back. Like.
Yeah. I got a question.
That school space is super sketchy these days.
Oh my
All
god!
Over, no, no,
oh
no, my no, god. No! Listen,
what do you mean? What space?
Listen, I'm talking to Candace, bro.
No, what?
Listen,
no,
you're talking. The school space is super sketchy, like across the nation, right?
Uh huh.
Like it differs from fucking Texas to New York to California to Arizona to Utah.
Yeah,
it's all different.
China, Singapore.
No, Singapore. Fuck China. But
Singapore, one listener.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, how does it make you feel? Like, to be a teacher in California at this time, like, it's got to be.
It's unique.
It's frustrating.
Yeah.
Like,
it's been frustrating though.
Yes, it has.
You're not a teacher. Hold on.
Okay, so I'm not gonna get into details, but today was probably one of my like worst days teaching.
Oh,
like,
no way, really?
Yeah, and it was my worst, like a really ugly morning.
What?
Like,
damn.
Compiled into a really amazing evening.
Oh,
like, so
okay.
It kind of turned into a better thing.
That's what's
but
up.
It's just, I mean, there awesome. Is so many ups and downs right now with everything. And you feel it. Like, I feel it. I'm a parent. Like, I have my kid is in school or in high school, and he's not allowed to go right now. So
shout out to Anthony. Happy birthday, Anthony.
Hey. Woo! Uh-huh. He's 17,
guys. He's not listening.
Huge.
He's not listening.
He won't listen. Yeah. He's too cool to listen
How
to
many
podcasts
girlfriends?
Right
Unless
now.
You tell him there's a shout out. What up, Anthony?
Right?
Shout out.
How many girlfriends so far?
He has a girlfriend now, you guys. Damn. Yes, oh, he has a girlfriend.
He clapping cheeks.
Oh.
Don't even start. God. Don't even. I remember one of my...
My guy.
My mama's
my
home.
Man.
I'm going to kick your butts, all y'all. No, I remember one of the first podcasts I came on, we were talking about it, and I was joking around, and I was like,
this is off air, by the way.
Oh, okay, never mind. But, but I was joking around, and now it's, like, come to fruition, and I'm like, hey, oh, my goodness, this kid has a girlfriend now. Yeah. Like, all right, it's time to start spitting facts. Like, you know, this can happen, and this can happen.
Birds and the bees.
Yeah, motherfucker, clapping.
She's got, like, a couple of pills of Plan B. Would you like a mint?
She's nice. Like she's super sweet.
Really?
That's how they start.
Yeah.
That's it.
So.
Yeah. Every girl is super sweet.
Hold on. How old is she?
She's 16.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah. Wow. Mm.
So they're the same age. He just turned 17.
So he's older now.
Yeah.
By like a couple months.
Hey.
Yeah.
In high school years, that's an older man.
He has an older...
No. He's older.
Barely.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. You know, but going back to like the school and stuff, it's just been hard. Yeah. Like I got creamed today.
Pause.
In a meeting. Get your mind out of like girlfriend, boyfriend.
Hopefully
Anthony's
get your
dad
mind out of
it.
Yeah. Been cheeks gutted.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Sorry. Sorry, Aunt.
Interesting choice of words.
Go ahead.
My laugh is so loud on here, you guys.
So how
sorry,
bad
guys.
Was the creamy?
It was just, it was a lot of built up frustration, I feel like. And
I bet.
Oh.
Wow.
You guys are
My
jerks.
My God. Nice. My man.
Anyways. Let's switch topics.
Poor guy.
Get him, girl.
That's right. Okay. Hey, listen, we do have to wrap this up, man. We're running already
it's
2 hours.
An hour.
It's 2 hours, player.
How?
The other one where we pause and when.
See, that's misleading.
Are you going to laugh when you hear
that's
this?
That's hello. Misleading.
Hello.
Okay, finish your story. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No,
We're being adolescent boys.
We're coming back to school on Monday. I'm super excited. Yes. It's been long overdue. There's going to be some obstacles, but I'm finally happy we're opening up that door to let these kids come back.
I'm happy for you because as a teacher, that's like a bulk of the perks of your job.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So to not receive that instant gratification has got to be like heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I feel you.
Really?
I do. Yeah. I do. Because I lost that instant gratification in sales. It's like seeing a happy family get approved for something they were looking to do and to not be able to
see
that.
Sorry. A family of seven, you are approved for a one bedroom. Sorry. Yeah. But feel free to move it next week.
No. But like, no, honestly, like that joy you get from that mm-hmm. that light bulb.
Yes.
Or that new thing that you taught them.
Or just the in-person.
Exactly.
Like,
the hug.
Those relationships. Yeah.
Or just making that one connection. It has mm-hmm. nothing to do with school. Knowing that your bond will be tighter so you can teach them on a deeper level.
Yeah.
I feel you. I miss that. I miss the interaction. I really do. Yeah, look at these guys. They're so Hollywood. I don't even know how to be Hollywood around them. Like, I really don't.
You're Hollywood mad right now.
I'm mad awkward.
I'm going to get you there.
I'm
Trav,
mad awkward.
You are
they're like,
Hollywood.
They're like, take a picture.
You
like,
are in it.
No, I was sending a video to Mark Roberts right now. He was interrupting our podcast.
This name dropper.
Anyways.
Name dropper.
Hey, but let's do this, my
what
G's.
Chino Hills High School. Weight room, 3:45 tomorrow.
We got to wrap this up, homes, because we're running behind.
Late. Yeah.
But
I got a pizza.
I got a pizza.
What? You got a pizza? Oh, okay.
Pizza.
Candace, thank you for coming out. Christian. Travis, I love you guys. Thank you to Lobby. Thank you to Akalo. Thank you to Miami Chikrula. Yeah, we've all tried the patches. They're amazing. Thank you to LG Law Center. And thank you to Mike for the donut.
Yes.
And we'll catch you next week.
Mike, Candace, is lit.
We're so glad that you hopped on.
Always good to see you, Candace.
And glad to be
Miranda,
here,
thank you
this
so much.
Awesome.
Thank you, Miranda.
Oh, yeah, Miranda, thank you so
thank
much.
You, Miranda.
Yes. Loving the.
And we'll catch you guys next week. If you don't hear from us, listen to the old episodes.
Be good.
Be good. Or be good at it.
Or be good at it.